A wise man once said, "The freedom isn't free. The liberation is a tax most of us are too bankrupt to pay for, too poor to open our mouths to speak and manifest. Some say that freedom is a shackle, a chain many of us have yet to break, a burden that weighs us down like there are anchors in our ankles, cinder blocks in our calf muscles designed to restrict our movements and to stop us from rising to new heights. Because it is hard to jump when your feet have been tied to the ground. It is hard to walk. You've never been taught how to stand on your own principles. It is impossible to smile when you have nothing to smile for. And unfortunately, for some of us, America hasn't always been the land of the free or the home of the brave. We were not all born with silver spoon and full belly. We were not all draped in golden robes and trinkets fit for kings. Some of us had to rub pennies together trying to make dimes. Some of us had to work three jobs just to survive. Some of us had to get it out the mud, to grind for the sake of grinding, to live when there were days when a casket seemed like a better home for our bones. Some of us have been laid off, discarded, dismissed, disjointed, and disapproved. Some of us had to push, even when the world was trying to pull us apart. And if you look around, the world is still trying to pull us apart. Look at us, rich and poor. Black and white, Republicans and Democrats, believers and non-believers, we have become prisoners to these labels, confined to baseless barriers designed to trap us, to keep us separate and unequal, divided by differences instead of being unified by our humanity. And the truth is, we have more in common than we realize. That although we may be raised on opposite sides of the track, we are all worthy of steering the train. In Rock Hill, we become a city of conductors, racing through the railways of division to show that a broken road is not a dead end. It simply means you have to build a bridge to bring both sides together. In Rock Hill, we believe that freedom is our birthright, that the brain is the key to unlocking our potential, and we can open worlds and galaxies by turning off the deadbolt of discouragement. In Rock Hill, we have no room for racism, no vacancy for bigotry, no opening for oppression. We close our doors when these ugly visitors rear their heads across our doorstep. In Rock Hill, we believe our children are the lighthouse, which can guide us through dark moments. A book is the gateway to their future, and this is why Rock Hill reads in Rock Hill. We believe in Martin's dream, in the fierce urgency of now. We believe that planting mustard seeds of faith will always produce gardens of love. Here, in a little city, on a big hill, we are steady conductors, steering the locomotives of life, carrying the cargoes of hope, still pressing, still pushing, still believing, and still here. Thank you.